Normally, when we speak to Vice Mayor Chris Rogers, as we do every Wednesday at this time, we talk about a number of different subjects and what's on the agenda and things like that. Today, we're going to do something a little different. At least we're going to start out that way. As we get closer and closer to the fire anniversary, I like to talk to, you know, the powers that be that were so present for us during the course of the fires and the recovery about what it was like behind the scenes. And I'm looking forward to doing that right now with Vice Mayor Chris Rogers. Hi, Chris.
Morning, Pat. How you doing?
So far, so good. It's a beautiful day. Where were you when you were notified, and how were you notified about the fires?
So I actually saw the evacuation alert on Facebook, of all things, right around, I think it was around 11 o'clock.
Wow.
And had no idea, it was right after it had gone out, had no idea what was going on. So decided I'd do what any good person would do, and decided to go down to Findlay and see what I could find out. And ended up staying there for the next, about day and a half or so.
Yeah, to the community center there, one of the shelters that opened up straight away once the evacuations began. And I know you were with us a lot, either on the phone or here at the radio station over the course of that first week. And what was it like for you personally being a leader in town and being a resident affected by the fires?
Well, I got to be honest, Pat. Actually, for the first, I'd say probably 12 hours or so, Mike DeWald and others were reaching out, trying to get me to come on KSRO, and I didn't even have it. I'm new to being in elected office still, but I didn't even have it in my head that folks did not have access to information, particularly information that I was finding out. And so for me, I was at the community center trying to help set up cots and try to help do intake for folks and plug in any way that I could. And it was it took a couple of hours before I realized nobody had information and that my time would be more impactful if I could just help put that out to folks. And that's why I started coming on the show.
And that is certainly true. And I wonder if you'll agree with me, Chris, that really for the first several hours, certainly the first few, among most of city and county leadership, among law enforcement and fire agencies, there really was bewilderment, along with shock and, you know, trying to come to some kind of terms with what was happening around us.
Yeah, and I think in particular the scope, Pat. I think we've all, when there are fires, we all kind of understand it. I think even to a certain extent, if there are evacuations, those are not uncommon throughout California and throughout the United States. But the scope of how many people were being evacuated and how much of the community was being affected by the fire, I think that was a slow realization. And at that point, it became really difficult for people to predict what was going to happen.
And where were you around daybreak, the morning of the 9th, when we were actually all able to see what had happened?
So I was still at Findlay. So I got there that night, and I helped all the way through the morning and didn't leave the community center until actually a friend from the governor's office arrived and started to do an assessment of what needs we needed throughout our community. And she didn't know her way around Santa Rosa. So the only reason I left was because I started driving her throughout the day from stop to stop to stop so that she could see what we needed.
And we needed that, for sure. We needed to have her have that information to carry back and start getting some help in here. As a community leader, Chris, when do you feel like the real organization, the real plan began to fully form?
It definitely took a number of hours, Pat. And I'll tell you, one of the experiences for me that first night, really trying to understand the scope of what we were dealing with, was when the first Red Cross truck arrived at the Findlay Community Center, and it was empty. And so starting to figure out what resources did we have, and I'll never forget being handed a first aid kit from one of the sheriff's search and rescue team who was there and was helping with the center, And he said, this is the only first aid kit we have.
Wow.
If people come in and they look like they're in bad shape, don't waste medicine. Wow. And that was, for me, kind of one of those what are we going through moments.
Yeah.
And getting out of the community center a few hours later, going and seeing the evacuation point at the fairgrounds, going and seeing the emergency operations center, really that was when I started to understand the scope of what we were talking about. And it was definitely one of those moments, as I'm sure you know, Pat, where there's a realization that life in Santa Rosa would never be the same that it was as when most of us went to bed that night.
And, you know, you're a local guy. You grew up here. Your family, much of your family is here. And so, like most of us, I'm sure you had concerns about the people you love, too.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Pat, I actually just had a few weeks ago, my older brother, my sister-in-law, and my two nieces moved back to the community, which has been amazing. But it's been interesting because they weren't here during the fire. They know Santa Rosa extremely well. They grew up here with me. And for them, there's also still sort of a trauma that lingers over this community that is different than when they left a number of years ago. So it's been very interesting in getting their perspective on things as well.
Absolutely. Different perspectives. In fact, it still surprises me. Just a couple of days ago, I was in touch with somebody who was in a position of power at one of our local hospitals and talking about how we wanted to honor the medical professionals who helped take care of us during the course of that thing. We want to do that on September 30th. And she said, well, I got here in December after the fires. And I thought, you know, it's still shocking to me, I guess, that there are people who, you know, live here that were not here then. My mind hasn't quite made that adjustment that much time has passed yet, you know. And it's a different perspective, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, and that's not to say that it's for folks that they're not fitting in with Santa Rosans who are here. It is everybody felt this different. Whether you were here before or whether you came after, or even, I think I've mentioned to you, Pat, my mom was in Europe when the fire happened. She lives up in Windsor. And so she understood intellectually what happened and she saw it on the news, but it wasn't actually until she saw Urban Inferno that I'm sure she actually understood what we had sort of gone through over the course of definitely the first day and a half, if not the first week and a half.
Yeah, it was, as we all know, I mean, being in the thick of it was one thing. And Chris, you talked at the onset about, you know, you having not been in a public leadership role for that long before the fires hit. Talk about how your life has changed in the year since then.
Well, I think that for all of us, when you're in public service, you're in it because you want to help folks. And the urgency of what we're working on has obviously just increased in the magnitude of the problems that we are addressing have increased as well. I do a lot of work, as you know, talking with other council members around the state and around the country about what they're working on. And the things that we're doing in Santa Rosa feel much more important than they did a year ago. And that's not to say the things that we were working on before weren't important, but it's pulled this council together, it's pulled the community together, and we're all sort of driving over towards some big goals. And so that sense of purpose that was there has just been reinvigorated for sure over the last year.
And do you find the highs and lows of that particular vigor changing? Because as we all know, you know, at various stages of recovery, life and in some cases attitudes change, as they must through the recovery period. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering, do we still have to beat the drum as loudly to get community participation at this stage of the game?
In Santa Rosa, the answer is no. People are ready to jump in, ready to help out. The recruitment of volunteers and help is much faster than it normally was. When we talk on a more statewide or global perspective, and this is in particularly, it's important to understand going into our one-year anniversary, for people who aren't from here, for people who have no attachment to Santa Rosa, there's now been hurricanes, there's been other fires, there have been other tragedies that have taken their attention and their focus away from Santa Rosa. It's been our job as community leaders to make sure, particularly in FEMA, particularly in Cal OES, that they remember their commitments that were made to Santa Rosa. That's something that we have definitely needed to push on. But here locally, everybody still feels it. And I think our community in general really has been judging our successes by how many homes we've built, how many homes we put over the heads of homeless individuals, how many people are struggling to live here. It's really been a unitary focus around that housing.
And one, you know, one of the things that, I'm not surprised about is how the community of Santa Rosa and Sonoma County at large has become the bar to reach for when a disaster strikes close to home. And I know that is in large part one of the reasons why you're doing so much traveling and others are doing so much traveling, talking about what we did and are doing moving forward, because that's how we learn by example. And the best thing I think for us is to be, you know, to be that example of how to do it right, how to do it as correctly as possible as we wind our way out of this and into the new.
That's right. We are absolutely writing the playbook as we go. And I like to use this example. It's a small, kind of innocuous one, but one of the things that we have learned is most cities do it this way. Sidewalks are the responsibility of the homeowner that the sidewalk is in front of.
Right.
Pretty standard across California. But the way that that plays out in an emergency, that means that the sidewalks that were damaged during the debris cleanup by the heavy equipment that was brought in by FEMA, that cost still falls on the homeowner because it was the city's policy before the fire that that was due to, that that was on the homeowner.
Yeah.
So I've been talking with other council members around the state saying, put in an emergency clause into that, so that that way FEMA will cover the cost of sidewalks rather than that falling on somebody's insurance. It's those little things that we're learning that we can really help other jurisdictions with that, that don't seem horribly impactful right now, but we've gone through it.
Yeah. Paying it forward, that's really what it's about. And certainly the leadership in Sonoma County is doing that. Chris, thanks for being here and for getting a little personal with us. I think that's a good way for all of us to segue into and out of the year anniversary. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Pat. And I'll see you in the next couple of days.
Yes, you will. That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers. He'll be part of our Heroes of October golf tournament October 1st. If you haven't signed up, do it today.